And joining us on Focus on Campus is Fatima Masood, is a team instructional coordinator for Start Talk. And this is a program that's relatively new, but Fatima is going to tell us a little bit about it. Fatima, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you very much for having me. Just a little bit about Start Talk. It's a 3-week immersion-based language program. And so what that means is the students and the instructors only speak in the target language, and we're offering both Portuguese and Arabic as the languages that they'll learn. And so the students come in, and we start from the morning until the afternoon just speaking 90% of the time in that target language. So the program begins August 1st and ends August 19th. So I know that's really close to when school starts, I think on the August 22nd, but it's structured more like a summer camp. So it won't feel like you're learning because we have a lot of interactive games and field trips and cultural components such as community speakers and interactive community-based visitors.
And since this is an immersion type program, I know that my daughter, my oldest daughter was in an immersion type Spanish program when she first started school. Is this something that the students who are enrolled in this class, must they have at least a basic concept or grasp of Portuguese or Arabic?
No, actually. We're starting. So the program curriculum, which I developed, is based on the National Center for Foreign Languages standards for language learning. And so what we start with is what's called a novice, trying to build a foundation for a novice understanding of the language. And so even though you haven't been immersed in Arabic or a Portuguese language before, you as a student will start you off from that very beginning part of learning the language. So you don't need to have any prior knowledge of the language. But by the end of the program, you'll definitely know how to introduce yourself, introduce a friend, and talk about your mom and dad. And we're even adding a component where you can talk about your favorite place. So there are all these different components that you'll learn not having a prior knowledge of the language before.
So Fatima, tell us a little bit about, we were discussing this before the program started, your experience in learning Arabic and English and a little bit of Spanish. Tell us a little bit about your experience. And, you know, some people say, well, it's easier for a child to learn a language, but yet we have diplomats, military people who, you know, are immersed and have to learn this language in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. I think you said it in the word immersed, you know. I think it's really important to be immersed in a language to really grasp it. And when you're a child, I think that you're more willing to take risks. And so when you're not in a program or when you're learning a language and you're not fully immersed in that language, it's going to be hard because you're going to do the translating to the language that you already know always, which is what's great about Start Talk, because even though our students are already kind of established in their mother tongues, whether it's Spanish or English, because the program is an immersion-based program, you're going to find that you're not relying on that translation aspect, but you're learning the language for how it gets you through the day, sort of. And that's how when diplomats and even our military go into these different countries and are immersed in the culture and in the language, that's how they pick up the language so quickly as well. That's the other component about Start Talk too, is it's not just a language learning with grammar and writing and things like that. We immerse the students in the culture of the place. So as for the Arabic part, the Arabic portion, we're going to be talking a lot about different Middle Eastern countries in which Arabic is the main language. And for the Portuguese part, they're going to be focused on Brazil as the country. So they'll learn traditions of those countries, culturally significant attitudes and behaviors, and they'll end up feeling as though they're in that country by the end of the program.
So when you learned, you were a child, mm-hmm. and because of your family and because of your friends and where you were kind of immersed as well, right?
Yes, I was. I grew up with my father speaking Arabic, and my mother was teaching herself Arabic. And I grew up in the United Arab Emirates, where I took Arabic classes that were a part of our daily our daily instruction. And we also had a tutor that would come and teach us Arabic as well. All of my family on my dad's side speak Arabic. And so I was very immersed in it. And I kind of absorbed a lot of the cultural components and a lot of the Arabic language components. I still rely on that translation aspect sometimes, which is why it's a little bit difficult. But that's also because I'm afraid of making mistakes. And so having that aspect of language learning where it's fun and it's not so reliant on grades and just how well you do is really important as well, to kind of let go those inhibitions that you might have about speaking in a different language and making mistakes at sometimes.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that a lot of people, well, here on the border, if they don't speak English or speak Spanish very well, they'll translate it literally, like you, as you mentioned, but then sometimes they're just afraid to say something because they might be embarrassed that it's not the right way.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's something that when we were developing the curriculum and thinking about how to structure the classes, that we were very aware of, because it is kind of embarrassing to make a mistake. And I know I've gotten laughed at multiple times for saying silly things in Arabic that I didn't mean to say. But I think it's a really important part about learning a language is that you kind of shed those inhibitions. And what's great about Start Talk is that you're with a group of 10 other students, and you guys can all make mistakes together, and there's no judgment at all. And being immersed in the language as well, we rely on English maybe about 10% of the time, only to get certain important aspects of maybe grammar and structure, you know, out to the students so that they know how to have a functioning knowledge of the language. But all the other times, if there's a mistake that's made, it's just corrected through constant use of the language. And so I find last year when I taught, I found that the students who were initially shy about making mistakes, by the second and third day even, they were speaking as though, you know, because they really relied on it. And that was kind of difficult too, because you want to help out and you know that they might speak English or Spanish and you want to kind of give them a little boost with the translation, but we stick to our guns and we try to stay in that 90% Arabic or Portuguese.
So we have not talked about the students, and people might be wondering, God, that sounds very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'd like to try that. Yeah. Who's eligible?
Well, right now who are eligible are any students in the EPISD schools. We're accepting incoming freshmen. So if you just graduated from eighth grade middle school in the EPISD, and outgoing seniors. So if you've just graduated with your high school diploma, then you're eligible to come in, and then anybody in between as well. And all we need you to do is to fill out a consent form that we have and to send us your academic transcript or report card to show, because we do require that you have good grades. And all of those just get emailed to the recruitment specialist, whose email is jacoa@live.com.
And where are the classes going to be held?
They're going to be held here at UTEP. So I don't know if I mentioned it before, but all of this is free, completely free of cost to the students. And the only thing that they would have to do is get transportation to and from UTEP at the beginning and ends of the day.
Well, one of the questions that our listeners might have also is, how did you select going with Arabic and Portuguese?
Well, Dr. Khatib, who is the principal investigator for this Start Talk at UTEP, she herself is the director of the Arabic program here at UTEP, and she teaches Arabic classes here at UTEP, and she did Start Talk last year with Arabic because it's the language that she teaches here. And as far as Portuguese, I'm not sure. I think the thinking behind that was because a lot of our students already have a working knowledge of Spanish, that it would be one of the lesser taught languages that we could offer, you know, instead of one of the Romance languages like French or Spanish.
Italian,
yeah. So, and then we also have a Portuguese program here at UTEP, I believe.
So. And Dr. Nathalicia speaks fluent Portuguese.
Yes, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
What about as far – you mentioned culture, and right now there are, I think, a lot of misunderstanding, stereotypes of Islam and people from Middle Eastern countries coming over to the United States. And a lot of people don't understand the culture and, okay, how do you address a man or a woman who may be – have immigrated from that country.
Mm-hmm. That's a really important part. And it's also an important part of our instruction as well. So being that there are those stereotypes that we get from different media outlets, we try to be culturally sensitive. And we try to teach the students the cultural norms of the societies that speak Arabic. You know, we focus mainly in the Middle East, of course. And so how would you address a person if you were in Lebanon as a woman who wears the head cover? And do you speak openly to a man in this way? And it's something that's important to recognize, that it's a difference in culture, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a negative thing, because it's just through the years of history of the religion and the place. And the students are very keen to learn those things, and they pick it up very quickly. And sometimes they don't even realize that they've picked it up. And so we teach them. I know one part of the class is that we set up an Arabic living room, and we have the students interact as an Arab family in that living room. And there are different traditions, how you treat your elders, how the daughters and the sons act to their mothers and fathers. And the students learn that by acting out plays in that living room, speaking Arabic to each other and learning the different cultural traditions.
So because you're also offering Portuguese, I would imagine that perhaps you're going to have different groups. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a total of 40 slots for the students to sign up for. 20 of those students will be placed into Arabic and 20 will be placed into Portuguese. I'm not really sure how the selection process works, but 20 students that are learning Portuguese will be taught that language only, and then they'll have their own cultural component. And then at certain times, those students will meet and interact with each other. One of the really fun things about the Portuguese classes last year, we had a capoeira dancer come, and that was really fun. And then a lot of our Arabic students wanted to go and see that. And so there are chances where it can overlap and you get to interact with the different students and speak in your respective target languages.
You mentioned that the classes are free, which is great. But what about materials, books, audio? Anything that they might need?
All of the materials are completely free. We'll provide the students with a binder and a textbook, and anything that they make or create in the classrooms is theirs for them to keep. And we'll provide them with all the materials that they're ever going to need. I know one of the things, one of the goals for this year is they're going to make a scrapbook about their families and themselves. And so all of that they'll take home with them, and all the materials will be provided.
I have a feeling that this is something that is really going to take off, and people are going to say, when are you going to do this again? And I know that you're the curriculum and the team instructional coordinator, but are there plans for this to be done again? Is this only like the second time, or how many times has this been done?
This is the second time that Start Talk has been done, and we're hoping for next year as well. Last year when we did it, they have a site visit, and they come and they give us a review, and the powers that be said that we did so well, which is why they granted us again to do the second time. So hopefully this year we'll have a great turnout and a great experience again, so we can offer it next year to some students.
Well, Fatima, thank you so much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Fatima Massoud, talking about Start Talk, which is going to be an immersion program starting August 1st through the 19th, where you can learn Portuguese or Arabic. And what is that email or that website they can go to again?
Yes, it's jecoa@live.com. That's jecoa@live.com. That's where you can email to find more information. And we also have a Facebook. So it would be facebook.com/starttalk@UTEP.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.